If the UK departs from the European Union's health standards for food, then new permits and inspections at ports will be needed overnight. And all of this spells potential trouble for a country that imports at least half of its food through finely tuned 24-hour day supply chains known as just-in-time. The government has said that there'll be adequate food, although increasingly people are talking about stockpiling in case of emergency. Tim Lang, Professor of Food Policy at City University London, says that's impossible.
It is impossible to stockpile. There isn't the warehousing, there aren't the cold stores. It's a just-in-time system. But having said that, food companies are beginning to stockpile. What they call stockpile means having 5 days of ingredients as opposed to one, or having 2 weeks of ingredients instead of 5 days. So it's not stockpiling to feed a population for 6 months. Okay, let's be very clear about that.
Others in the industry think that this is nothing but dramatic scaremongering by people who want to stop Brexit. Tim Martin is the boss of Wetherspoons, Britain's biggest chain of pubs, and a very vocal Brexit cheerleader. Recently, Martin announced that his outlets would replace French champagne and German beers with English sparkling wine and ales. I ask him why.
Why are you doing it?
Well, I'm doing it partly because if the UK leaves the EU completely, there will inevitably be more competition for EU goods which are now protected by the trade barriers that the EU has erected. The other reason really, though, is to prove and to demonstrate that the EU will be in trouble if it doesn't have a free trade deal with the UK, because we import twice as much as we export. So it's on behalf of Wetherspoon and the UK public, really, trying to prove a point. And also I think it's sensible to try and cut through the theory and say, we're not going to sell any French champagne. Who is that a problem for? It's very good champagne, we like the French, but being realistic, they need a deal.
Sorry to interrupt.
Extremely kind of you. Thank you very much.
While Martin might be popular with the students in this central London pub, his views are not shared by all in the farming community.
Lovely sheep, £120.
At the Ashford Livestock Market in Kent, sheep are bought and sold at auction. Frank Langlish, one of South East England's biggest sheep farmer, says that losing free market access to Europe would devastate his industry.
The sheep industry is the main one that relies on export, and relies on export to Europe, with 40-odd percent being exported, 38% of that is going directly into the EU. It would be extremely difficult to replace that to go anywhere else. It's such a high value.
The theme of controlling EU immigration was a dominant theme of the Brexit campaign. Langlish is concerned that new immigration controls would reduce the labour force significantly.
The biggest worry is in the processing industry. The majority of labour that works in the abattoir industry is Eastern European, or European generally, and they would be impossible to replace.
Professor Lang says that migrant numbers are already decreasing before Britain has even left.
The British love their soft fruits. It's a great success story for British farming. Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. 60,000 workers come from across the EU to pick those. They're now stopping. Already last year, there was rotting crops.
Farmer Frank Langlish believes that Brexit will cause a weak currency and high food prices. To try and prevent this, he has quite a radical idea.
The only solution, I believe, which lots of people won't like, is that we will have to have another referendum.
Whether it's the farmers betting on a second referendum or the pub landlords throwing caution to the wind, it seems everybody is gambling with Brexit. Andrew Connolly for RFI in Ashford.